I'm using a new conditioner. Well, I'm using a specific conditioner.
Tell.
Yeah?
All right, Rabbi Zai, we move back to Borer. Discussions of Borer.
Heavy duty
beer conditioner. Oh, boy. So we're talking about Borer, and in specific, we looked at Sif Gimel and Simon Shin Yud Tes. Let's go back there. Shin Yud Tes, Sif Gimel, and we saw there that although the classic case of Borer involves what we would normally classify as Ochel, and what we would normally classify as psolus, right? Namely, let's say the kernels and the chaff, food and not food. But even if you're talking about two different types of food, it is still possible to have a melacha of boder. That's what we saw here in Sif Gimel. Ha'yilafan of shnei mine ochlim. Boder echad meyem maniach lechol miyad. That the regular rules of Borer apply, even if we're dealing with two types of food. Now, what exactly does that mean? Is that because you don't need Ochel and Psoles? Is that because sometimes Ochel can be defined as Psoles? Or maybe they're both correct? So let's see. We got to see the Mishnah Brura. We have to see the Beir Halacha. So here we go. Everyone have a place? Look in Shin Yud Tes, Sif Gimel. And we're going to start from the Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Yud Beis. Yud Beis. Okay? You all have it? Jacob, would you like to read for us?
Yes. Abraham.
Sif Katan Yud Beis in the Mishnah Brura. Shin Yud Tes.
There, right there. Oh.
This is Shincha, so you're the wrong. Shin Yud Tes. It's hard to read this upside down. Come back a little bit.
Okay.
Excuse me,
Yud Beis.
Alright,
sorry. Thank you.
Okay, Mishav Rissiv Katan Yud Beis. Go ahead. Says the Mishnah Brura, if I have two types of food, and one of them I want to eat right now, and one of them I do not want to eat right now, the one that I would like to eat right now is called Ochel, for the purpose of this particular case. That's referred to as the food. And the food that I do not want to use right now is called psolus, namely what I don't want to eat right now, even though it's actually food. It doesn't matter. It's still classified as psolus in this case. Therefore, so therefore, you have to select the one that you do want from the mixture, as opposed to selecting out the ones that you don't want right now, even though they're both food. Continue on. Aval ibchalo.
Aval ibchalo. Dehave psolus mitoch ochel. Dekaima lon de asrabur.
Livror.
Afilo kishero tzele chohamin hachin laltar.
Okay. But if you do it the opposite, no. If you do it the opposite way, it doesn't work. So let's say I have a bowl of fruit. It's a mixture of apples and oranges. And really, I just want to serve the apples right now. So if I take out the oranges, which are great food, that's ochel. Nonetheless, if I take out the oranges so that all I have left is apples, what have I done effectively? I have removed the psoles from the ochel, and that is a problem of borer. So instead, what do I need to do? Take the apples from the bowl and put them in a different bowl. Or take out all the apples and serve those, right? Therefore, thereby removing the ochel from the psolus. So you see that the definition of ochel and psolus is somewhat subjective. It depends not just on what's edible and what's not edible. It depends on what you want to use right now. Yeah.
This case, wouldn't it have to be in like a bowl to be a mixture? Because let's say they're all laid out on the table.
Okay.
Then you're like a lot of... Is that considered bor if it's like...
So that's a fair question. How closely mixed they have to be in order to be considered a mixture? Yeah. It's hard to give. It may depend on the size of the item also. You know, it's hard to give an example. I don't know what to tell you. Dafka if they're touching? Not lav dafka? I don't think it's dafka if they're touching. So, yeah, let's say you have a bunch of apples on a table and a bunch of oranges on the table. I don't know that that's necessarily considered a mixture. It depends how close they are.
Right.
Well, we'll discuss another case. We'll discuss another case soon, which is similar to that. It may be a mixture. It depends. Yeah. In some of these things, we have to just be a little bit down to earth. If it looks like a mixture, it feels like a mixture, it's a mixture.
That's right.
Okay. Oh, it's like...
Yeah.
When we were discussing what's a mixture before, we said, like, at base, it's like two different types of fish if it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, what about, for example, a bowl of jelly beans with different flavors? Because...
Good, yeah. All right, good. Very good, very good. So I think that would count as two separate meaning. Here, look in the Mishnah Brura.
It's like
Sifkat and Tezvav. Look at Tezvav here in the Mishnah Brura.
Different flavored fish, right?
Very good, excellent. You're right. Look here in the Mishnah Brura, Sifkat and Tezvav.
Except you catch one kind of fish in one part of the world.
Avram Doiv.
No, but if you have two different flavored salmon.
Read for us the Mishnah Brura Tezvav. This is on what the Ramah says, that if you have, let's say, chicken, it's all the same, but there's different size pieces. Different size pieces of schnitzel. So the big ones and the small ones are not called two different minim. That's all the same min. There's no borer in this case. Even if you just want to serve the small ones, that's not called borer.
What if you want to flip to the side the small one to get the big
one? Yeah, that's not borer, because it's all the same min. You need two different types of items in order to have borer. So here the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Tezvav defines for us what's considered to be one type, what's considered to be two different types. Go ahead. Okay, so the case was fish, and some of them are bigger than others. So it's all the same, it's one min, says the Mishnah Berurah, unless some of them are better than the other. Like, for example, if some of the pieces of fish got burned, they got overcooked.
Is that what nikdichu means?
Yeah. Like, so they got overcooked, so then they're not as good as the other ones. That will already count as two separate minim. Continue on. Okay, let's continue on. V'tapuchim.
V'tapuchim chamutzim metukim. Mistapik hapri megadim. Im mikre min echadim lo.
So let's say you have sweet apples and sour apples. So the prima godin.
Is that that's ironic?
The person or is it?
Yeah, that's the name of the parish. No, that's the name of his parish. Okay, a very famous commentary on Shulchan Aruch. Actually, most of it's a commentary on the commentaries of Shulchan Aruch, among the Rambam and Taz, in Aruch Chaim. So he's mistapik, he's a suffik. Does that count as one min or two minim? Go down a little bit where it says vida, right by the yud in parentheses for the Shaar HaTzion. You see that vida?
Vida. The basar.
Minions, yeah. Let's say you have meat and some of it's roasted, some of it's cooked. That counts as two minin. Okay? Both in Klali, if it's different types of food, if it's chicken and turkey, that's the next line of the Mishnah, but certainly that would count as two minin. Even if it's all chicken, but it's prepared differently. You have, you have barbecue chicken and you have schnitzel. Barbecue chicken and you have whatever. Some other type of chicken. So then that's also shnei minim. So if you're asking my opinion, jelly beans, lanis daiti, different flavored jelly beans, they're very different from each other. They're all in the shape of a bean. But they're totally different flavors. There are people who like one and don't like the other. It's like a whole different experience. It's like barbecue chicken and, sweet and sour chicken. They're not the same. That counts as two minim. Lanis daiti, that would be two minim, yeah.
But what about when you have, like, for example, they sell at Yeesh these popsicles are like these little rods you snap in half. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So those, they're all the exact same flavor, but they're different colors on the outside. So now kids, for example, tend to like different colors for different reasons. Now, they're all the exact same thing, but if you have a whole bowl, so I just put out a ton of bowl of them, can you now go through, because technically they're all the
Are they actually the same flavor?
Yes.
They have different colors on the outside, but they're the same flavor?
I've had 50 of them this year. They're all the exact same thing.
Really?
The purple one does say slightly different than all the other ones.
Not all the same. Oh, you guys are experts already in these.
They're really cheap. They're like 6 shekel for 20 of them.
And they even the world's best snack.
It's like frozen toxic waste.
Okay.
And you wonder why they're doing
it. I think that's you
example. Okay.
It's like, that's different than jelly beans. There's a reason I sort jelly beans. I won't eat some of the jelly beans. These, whatever.
So why would you sort them?
Because if you're for your kids, you want to sort them out because the kid says, give me the purple one, give me the green one, give me this.
All right, look, in that case, it's not food. Boer is lav dafka when it comes to food. It could be by non-food items also. So if you like certain color items better than others, so also it's ochel m'solus. That's also different minim. It's also count. I would think that would count as different minim.
So like a bunch of blocks. And
yeah.
Some of them are
red. Yeah, but you're taking the one you like. So you're taking the
one. And then there's the purple one. You really don't like the purple ones, and you want to just.
You don't like purple.
Yeah, like when let's say.
I think
so. Move the purple other way.
I think so. Anytime that you want to use one item now, and you don't want to use a different item now.
You have to take the
one that you want to use is called ochel, and the one that you don't want to use is called psolus. I'm building with the blocks. I only want to use the red and the green. I don't like the purple ones, so I'm going to take out the purple ones. I think that's a problem. That's borer.
So when cleaning up a board.
Okay. What we need to do first. Hold on one second. I'll take a question in a moment. What we need to do right now also is before we get to the cleaning up the board games, we need to look at the Be'er Halacha. Let's look at the Be'er Halacha. On the beginning of Sif Gimel, Hayu Lefanav. You see the Be'er Halacha, Hayu Lefanav? I'll take your question after we see this Be'er Halacha. Okay? Raise your hand if you see it.
The
Be'er Halacha at the beginning of Sif Gimel, where it says, Dibur Masil, Hayu Lefanav.
I see it.
Hayu Lefanav. Jacob, you have it?
Alright.
In the Be'er Halacha, it doesn't say where Sif Gimel.
Because all of them have like B's.
This is Mishal.
No, it's the right.
Yeah, the Be'er Halacha.
Oh, this one.
Oh, no, my bad. This one has it.
Yeah.
No, you know why?
Be'er Halacha has symbols. It has symbols for all of them except for the first one of the
Sif.
Just knowing where we're going. The other one is just like,
okay. Very good. So I think most of you have it, if not all of you. So right here it says, Hayu Lefanav. Again, the Be'er Halacha is part of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah was written in three parts. There's Mishnah Berurah, all written by the Chafetz Chaim, about 100 years ago. You have the Mishnah Berurah, which is his basic commentary on Shulchan Aruch, which is mostly a compendium of previous commentaries. Then you have the footnotes on the bottom, that's the Shaar HaTziyun. And then you have the Be'er Halacha, expanded discussions. So here he says as follows. Look inside. Hinei Prima Gadim is Stafik. Again, quoting the Prima Gadim, and the Prima Gadim again has a Suffik. The Prima Gadim has a Suffik. Dimberer min echad mechaveiro. Let's say you separate one type from another. V'da'ato la'niach shneyem al'achar zman. And your intention is to keep both of them for a different time. You're not planning on using one right now. We said that in general, if you want to use one of the items now, and not the other, the one you want to use now is called ochel, and the one that you don't want to use now is called psolus. But in this case, you're not going to use either one of them right now. You're just separating them from each other. Which one is the ochel? Which one's the psolus? You're going to use both of them, just not now. You're going to use them later. Maybe you use them at the same time later. So he says as follows: V'la'anius daiti, in my humble opinion, nira pashut miloshen Rambam. It seems clear to me from the Rambam, this virule that he holds, da brira mashaborer min echad mechavero, that separating, sorting one type from the other, v'al yidei zeh who kol min bifnei atzmo, so that each type is by itself, is separated from the other. Zehu etzem ha-melacha. That is the melacha. Ela dim daito lecho teichef hu biyado avi derech machol. He says, separating, sorting into different sections, separating items that are different from each other, that is the etzem ha-melacha. Now, if there's ochel and psoles, if there's one that you want to use now and one that you don't, so then that needs to be taken into consideration. And you have to separate the one that you do want to use now from the other. But if you don't, if there's no ochel and there's no psoles, separating separate different types of items is still a malach of borer. You obviously don't have the consideration of ochel mitoch psoles, psoles mitoch ochel, but that still is a malach of borer. So therefore he says, so therefore based on this, and if you look back at the bottom of this Dira Maschil as well, he says, "Aval kshaborish shnei mina ochlim kolecha mechaveru kedei lechol kol min b'fnei atzmo lachar zman are shaper mesaken shteim al yedei brirosu bor gomro." If you're separating two items in order to use them both later separately, so they're not intermingled, so then you're improving each one. Part of the malacha is that you're improving the item. You're improving each one by having it separate and thereby ready to use. So he says this is called borer. So this is something which is very shayach. This is very relevant in many circumstances that people might not be aware of. So for example, let's say I have a whole bunch of cutlery that I take that has been washed and dried and needs to be put away. So I take a whole bunch of cutlery in my hand. And I'm gonna put the knives over here in this pile, and the spoons over there, and then the forks over there. So that's called sorting. This is a problem of borer. Someone asked about cleaning up games. Oftentimes, you clean up games. You may have, after the game is over, you may have a whole bunch of a mishmash of different pieces. So to separate them into different places, that might be a problem of borer.
Or if you're taking what you want.
Okay, so if you're going to use it right now.
To put it in a bag.
No, if you're going to use it now, to put it in a bag, then is you're cleaning it up to use it the next time you play the game. No, that's called laniach. If let's say you're going to play the game right now.
No, but to sort it, in order to clean it up, can you see that the cleaning itself?
No, I don't think so. I really don't think so. That's not called using it. That's called laniach.
No, but to clean it up is to, it would ruin your own Shabbos if you have a mess of game all over, your...
You put it away without sorting it.
You put all the apples, tuples, cards all in one deck without sorting the green and the red ones.
It'll be cleaned up without sorting. If you're gonna, let's say you have a deck of whatever you have.
Apples to apples,
I don't even know what that is.
There's green cards and there's red.
Green cards and red cards. Okay, you end up with a whole mix in your hand of green cards and red cards. So to put away the green, to separate the green cards and the red cards because you want to play a game right now. We'll play another round. So that's okay. There's no ochel and no psoles. Okay, you're doing it without a kli, and you're doing it for immediate usage. That would be okay. But to go ahead and to sort out the green cards and put them in one pile, the red cards in a different pile, so that you can put the game away, that's sorting for use later. That would be a problem. This is a problem of borer. Now, if you want to put the game away, take a big pile, put it with a mishmash, and put it in the box and put it away, whatever it comes in. Okay, this would apply to other games as well. I don't know. Let's say you have a mix of red and white, black and white pieces in checkers or something. So you want to separate them in order to play the game right now. Okay, gazuntehei. That's for immediate usage. Immediate usage. There's no ochel psoles issue, and there's no kli involved. That's permitted. But you want to separate them to put them in their separate bags so you can put it away. So then next time you'll have the black pieces and white pieces separate. So that's a problem. That's what the Be'er Halacha here is discussing. You have on the floor a whole mess. The kids made a mess. You have Lego pieces and you have Playmobil pieces and you have whatever it is. So to separate them, they're all over the floor, scattered all over the floor. Even if they're not touching, but one's here, one's there, it's a whole mishmash. So to separate, the Lego pieces go in here and the Playmobil goes in there. Not because I'm going to use it now, because... I'm going to use it later. Next time, so this would be a problem of sorting. Yeah.
What about, for example, if it's not a game? Like the other night, for the Poland Sherbrooke, the tunnel did a thing where he had a piece of paper with everybody's name on it, right? And he was doing a raffle to see who's making a CM. But he did, the last person standing was the person to win. So can you take out and read a name to get to sort people off the list?
I don't think that counts as... I don't think that counts. I don't think that's a problem with Borer. That's not a problem.
It's not both elements.
It wasn't even...
Yeah, but you don't want those.
You're not separating.
Yeah, you don't want those ones.
Yeah, but you don't want any of them.
Getting rid of, you're getting rid of one.
You're not using the paper
out to finally get one.
The truth is, he does want them. He wants to call out each name and say, you're not it. Otherwise, he would just pick the one he did want. I don't know. I don't think it's a problem.
So, then how do you define what's a mix?
Right, yeah.
Is there a way to define and...
I think that, I've heard some people suggest that they have to be touching in order to be a mixture. I'm not sure if that's true. But there's no question in my mind that if you have a pile of cards and there's a mix, you know, some are black, that's obviously a mixture.
Yeah.
I think if you have everything scattered on the floor, if people perceive it as a mixture, it's a mixture.
Okay?
You have a Lego piece and a Playmobil and another Lego. Blah, 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 blah. So it's a mixture. It's a mixture, even if they're not touching. Okay? It may depend how big a thing it is, you know, if you have a fork over here and a knife over here, that's not a mixture. But
yeah, I don't know.
Okay, it's hard to quantify it. I can't quantify it for you. Okay, yeah.
So is there a difference? Let's say we'll use the red or green cards for example, like picking up all the red cards and then picking up all the green cards, or is it the same thing as just like picking as they're all together?
If they're all in a mixture, so then you pick up all the red ones and then pick up all the green ones. That's a problem. Again, unless you want to use them right now.
If you're putting it away,
it's a problem. If they're not in a mixture, let's say, I don't know how this game works, okay? I'm just giving you a hypothetical case. Let's say you have... Let's say you have... I'll give you an example, okay? Monopoly. There are those who don't like Monopoly on Shabbos anyway, for other reasons. But let's say you're playing Monopoly. So some people hold all their money in a pile. And in the pile... You have the 500s and the 100s and the 50s, whatever you have. Okay, so then at the end of the game, to say, okay, my 500s go into this pile and the money thing and the 100s, and that is sorting. That would be a problem. You're just going to have to put away your pile as is. But let's say you don't keep your money like that. You keep your money, some people keep their money in front of them. The 500s are in one pile in front of them, and the 100s are in the next pile in front of them, and the 50s are in the next pile in front of them. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You ever seen this? That's not a mixture, in my humble opinion. That's not a mixture. Then to take the 500s and put them in the 500 pile... in the bank, and the 100 in the 100 pile, that would not be sorted. Yeah, it's just different. They're just different piles. I personally don't think that's a mixture. But how close do they have to be in order to be considered mixed? Do they have to actually be intermingled? Or let's say that it's enough if they'll be separate? Okay, but if you keep your piles separated from each other, that's not a mixture. Okay? That would be a little bit of an example.
To sharpen that.
You have to be wary of the halacha. You have to know what you're doing. That's all. Like anything else in life. Yeah.
How far can you go to take ochel from the psoles, though? Because, like, if you're taking the good from the bad for something that you're going to use it for, how far can you go? If you have a whole drawer of a bunch of types of socks that are all in a mixture together, but there's one pair of socks you want, you are taking the good, the one you want, but if you're sorting through all of them to find them, or you have a whole stack of a bunch of different pants and you want to lift up all of them to finally get the one you want, you're still separating.
Okay, good. So let's say you have... So you're asking like files. Let's say you have a pile... You have a pile of things, and the one that you want is on the bottom.
Middle of the bottom. Separating to still take the good from the bad.
Okay, good. So
throw up the pile in the air and have like.
Let's look back at
it.
Okay.
Make Shabbos a necessity.
Let's look in the Mishnah Brewery here. Very good.
Completely separating.
Very good. Avi was reading for us the Mishnah Brewery Sivkot and Tesvav, and then we left that one to go to the Beir Halacha. We're going back to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Tesvav, but we're now towards the bottom. Kosvu HaAchronim. In my Mishnah Berurah, it's probably 10 lines from the end. It's a pretty long Mishnah Berurah.
Second to last line.
Yeah, maybe it continues on the other side if you have. Definitely can't be the second to last line in this Mishnah Berurah. Kosvu HaAchronim Dehu Adin. You see that? Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Kazu Akronim, Duhu Adin, so too. Bechol Dover, Keshem Shnei Minim. Doesn't have to be food. Anything, if there's two different types, could go in Kalim or Vigodim, Shayech Berira. Berira is relevant. Therefore, you have to take the one that you want to use now and not the one that you don't want. He says, perhaps. Let's say you have a bunch of different garments, articles of clothing hanging on a wall. I guess you have hooks on the wall, maybe. You're looking for the one that you want to wear now. You have a bunch of shirts hanging on the wall, and there's one that you want. What you need to do is you need to, in order to get to that one, which is in the back, you need to first remove the other ones. Or at the very least, push them out of the way. So he thinks that that's not included in Borer. So too, if you have in a bowl a few different layers of food items, let's say, the one that you want is on the bottom. So what you do is you stick your hand in and you have to move away the ones on top in order to get to the ones on the bottom. He thinks that's not included in Borer. You look at the Mishnah Brura, and he explains further, and the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa explains further. He says as follows. If you're intending to separate them into different piles, or different layers, that you're separating the different meaning from each other, then that's Borer. Even if you're not separating them, but you are in some way making the one that you want better, more usable, more edible, that would also be a problem. But if you're not doing that either, you're just accessing, that's not called Borer. So for example, the Mishnah Berurah will say, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says as follows. Let's say you have stuff, you have dirt, and underneath the dirt you have, I don't know, you have tomatoes. So to move away the dirt in order to get the tomatoes, but in the process you're cleaning off the tomatoes in a way which makes them more suitable for use, that would be a problem. Okay, but let's say you have a bowl and you have cucumbers on top and tomatoes on the bottom. All you want to do is to get a tomato. So that's not Borer. Even if you end up moving away the cucumbers in order to get the tomato, that's not a problem. So in the case that you gave, the socks, so let's say I've got my, let's say I wear white socks during the week and dark socks on Shabbos, let's say. So it happens to be my Shabbos socks are on the bottom and the white socks are on top. So if my point is I'm going to separate them and have my right side of my drawer is now going to be Shabbos and my left side will be Chol. That would be a problem with Borer. Okay? But if I'm just trying to get to the Shabbos socks and I have to move away the white socks to get there, so I'm not fixing the Shabbos socks. I'm not separating them into different piles in any way. I'm just accessing. So that the Mishnah Berurah here says is acceptable. That's fine. Okay? Permissible. Good. Okay, we said before that at times the definition of ochel and psoles can be subjective. The one that you want to use right now could be the ochel, and the one that you don't want to use might be the psoles. One man's ochel might be the other man's psoles.
Yeah.
Right? Yes?
So let's say you don't want to use a strainer, so you pour it into the bowl and then you use a fork.
Yeah.
Would that be allowed if somebody else is eating the vegetables?
Oh, okay. So Evan raises the following questions. Evan, very good, very good. Okay, very good. So as follows, Rabbi Isai, this is a good question. Let's say you get the soup. You get the soup. Now in the soup, there's all kinds of stuff. My kids happen to be, some of them at least, happen to be very, very particular. I only want carrots. Nothing. Do not allow a piece of zucchini to end up in my bowl. You know, some of them, Dafka, want the other one. Some of them, everyone's got their own mishigas. So if you're reaching your ladle into the bowl and you're trying to only get out the carrots, okay, you're taking the ochel from the psoles. That's fine. Let's say, Rachmana Litzlan, you end up in the bowl with carrots and zucchini. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So now you're going to reach in. So obviously, they cannot possibly stomach the idea that there's going to be a piece of zucchini floating in the soup. Right? So it's not just they're going to eat everything else and leave the zucchini. No. They got to get rid of the zucchini. So they're going to reach in and take out the zucchini and get rid of it. So this is called separating the psoles from the ochel. This is a problem. But let's say that we have Gabi over for the meal as well. And Gabi likes zucchini. So maybe Gavi can take it for him. He's taking ochel from ochel. Or maybe he only likes zucchini. He might be taking ochel from psalis. So does it matter if Gabi picks up the zucchini or if the kid picks up the zucchini? So it depends how this works. Okay? If I'm taking out the zucchini just to get rid of it, so that would be called taking out the psalis from the ochel. But let's say I take out the zucchini in order to give it to Gambi, because he likes zucchini. So at this point it's already called taking ochel from ochel. Because I'm taking it out. Now let's say I take it out in order to offer it, you know, zucchini for sale. Take out the zucchini because I don't want it. That's why I took it out. Now that I have the zucchini out of the soup, anybody want this piece of zucchini? So that was called taking out the psalis from the ochel. Okay, I got to make the deal in advance. I got to work out this deal in advance. I got to say, Gabi, you want my zucchini? Yes. Oh, good. Now that he wants the zucchini, when I take the zucchini out of my soup, it's no longer called psalis from ochel because I'm taking it out in order to give it to someone who wants it right now. That's called ochel. Once I did that already, now the zucchini is called ochel again. Yeah.
Is there an idea? I don't know if we mentioned it, but if you don't want the zucchini, can you take soup out with it?
Oh, okay, good. Okay. Good.
What's the status of the zucchini when you take it out, if you took it out just to be like, I don't want it, now does anybody want it?
It's psalis. It's psalis.
Can somebody take it now?
Now, when somebody, there's no written problem for somebody else to take it. Maybe you want the psalis, okay, that's fine. If you want my psalis, fine. Now for you, it's ochel. But at the time when I did the action of separating,
it's not like once you did a
malacha
for that, it's like, no.
It's
doesn't retroactively become
lesser.
No. It goes by the time of the action. Okay? There's some a little bit of discussion about this point, but I think that's what comes out. That's what seems to work smoothest. Yeah.
What about like cutting fat or something like
that? Okay, good, good. Very good. Ask all the right questions. Very good. Very good. That's what he asked also.
That's kind of what he asked.
You can make it right there.
Skin.
Very good.
It's all from the perspective.
Very good. So let's see. Let's see if I...
You can't do that.
Good.
Cutting the meat from the skin.
So look here in the Beir Halacha in Siv Dalet. Dibra Maskil HaBorer. This will address your question. Okay, Dibra Masil Haborer Psolus. Okay, truth is. Okay, if you look at, I'm not gonna read it inside with you because it's right smack in the middle of a fairly long Beir Halacha. The Beir Halacha writes as follows: the Mishnah Berurah claims, as well, that that it's called taking psolas from ochel, only if you're taking just psolas from the ochel. But what if you're taking psolis and ochel from the ochel? Then already at that point, that's not called separating one min from the other. Because you're not really separating one min from the other at that point. You're separating two minim from one of them. That's called dividing a tarovis. That's not called separating the two minim from each other. Now the question is, how far do you take this? How far do you take that? That's a question. How far do you take this? So, for example, some write... Let's say you have the case of the steak with the fat. So to cut off the fat, because you don't want the fat, so then that's called removing the psalis. Okay, that would be a problem. It might be something... How do you know if you're taking off the fat from the meat or you're taking off the meat from the fat? Right? So it may depend how you go ahead and cut it off. Yeah. So it may depend how you cut it off.
Yeah, if you leave some meat, don't push away the fat.
Okay.
Right,
and so let's say I have a big piece. So one way to do it is I can cut away all the fat and put that to the side. Okay, that's not good. But let's say each time I take a piece, I take off a little piece, I cut it off, right, and I eat it. So then that's called cutting meat. It's not called cutting fat.
That's what when I eat my meat, I find somebody who wants to eat the fat.
Oh, really? Yeah, people, you just want to eat the fat? Wow.
That's what I do before
Look, it used to be in the old days the fat was considered a delicacy. Bismarzeh, a lot of people are not interested in eating just the fat.
It's because bismarzeh people don't know delicacy.
Well, if you think that, then why are you trying to get rid of it?
Because I personally don't like it.
Ah, you personally don't like
delicacy
it.
Delicacy is all subjective.
I see. Okay, so then it makes no sense to say people don't know delicacy if it's subjective.
Now we just know it's bad for you.
Okay, in any event. In any event. Rabbi Isai wants to ask. So you give it to Josh.
No, I don't want to eat steak.
Because I can eat it. Okay, let's say you want to cut off some of the fat, and you'll take also a little bit of the meat too.
So bad for cholesterol.
So some say, okay, then you're taking off ochel and psolis from ochel, and that's not even called an act of boder. The Chazon Ish was of the opinion that that's not good enough to take a little tiny sliver of meat together with the fat. That's still called, that's still called separating. Unless you take a more significant amount of the meat, in which case that's called dividing the tarovis. That's not called separation.
You're taking ochel and topsola.
So, what's that?
You're taking the ochel and topsola. You're leaving the psola on your plate, and you're taking the ochel and you're eating it.
No, the separation itself is that's already a problem.
Nowadays, couldn't you just call it the chila? Because 9 out of 10 people that you ask is going to tell you that fat's bad for you, and you don't eat it with the steak.
So, all right, that's a fair question. Would you call it derech achila because you're in the act of cutting it to eat it right now? Okay, I don't know. It's a fair question.
Pile of stuff, and you want to fit it in somewhere. You're allowed to put it into two random piles and just divide and then put it in.
Well, if you're dividing it by different meaning,
No,
so you're just dividing it tarovis. That's not. I have challenged. I want to put it in two different containers. So if I take the potatoes and put them in one container and the meat and put it in a different container,
that's border.
But if I just take some challenge and put it in one and some challenge and put it in another, that's totally mutter. That's separating.
It could not be border if you don't if they're both ochel.
The only reason you would separate it like that, even if they're both, that's what we discussed before. Even if they're both ochel, but for whatever reason, it's going to be convenient for you to have to separate the bar, to separate it like that. It's laniach. And Ochanami, if you can eat them right now, you can eat both of them right now. So fine, but that's not the case usually. Usually that's not gonna be the case. Okay, yeah.
Let's say this year in Shemitah year. So like this year you have chicken and same vegetables on your plate, and then as over the course of eating they kind of got mixed together.
Yeah.
Should be separating to put one into Shemitah garbage.
Okay, so really there's no reason to do that. You can put the non Shemitah stuff in the Shemitah bin with the Shemitah stuff. It's not a problem. It's a misconception that you cannot do that. It's a misconception. The problem with putting the Shemitah remains into the garbage. Right. So the problem is putting it in a place where you are actively causing it to be considered inedible. So to put it in the garbage, there's dirty stuff in the garbage. There's actual dirt in the garbage. So that's a problem. You know, but to go ahead and to put it into a bin together with the stuff that was with it on the plate, that's not going to make it inedible. That's not called... It's not Malam Bakodesh. Nothing to do with Malam Bakodesh. The point is, you're not allowed to ruin it. So it's not. That's not called ruining it. Okay, we'll continue this discussion next time, Mr. Hashem.